Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Craig Riley back with you on Bucco Talk. And as we do at this time each week, we bring in Jeff Hathorn to talk about everything we've seen from the Pirates over the past week. And Jeff, I want to start with, it hasn't been so much drama on the Pirates front, dealing with the sticky stuff, umpires checking pitchers and all of that. But your thoughts just overall on what we've seen across the league with the way pitchers and umpires are reacting to this whole situation?
Well, I think both sides are caught in the middle of a decision that neither of them made. You know, they were kind of umpires were told to look the other way. Players figured that this was what was allowed in the game because no one was stopping them. And now both of these sides have to make adjustments mid-season. I understand why some are annoyed. I do appreciate the pitchers that just deal with it. Like, if you've got nothing to hide, just show them your cap, show them your glove, and move on with the day. I get Max Scherzer if you're getting, you know, called out by the opposing manager, getting for a second test, how that got a little confrontational or at least passive-aggressive. At the least between the two, I get that. But the guys that are dropping their pants and making a big deal, like if you've got nothing to hide, it's a really quick thing because it happened in a number of Pirate games and you didn't even realize. I mean, they would walk off the field between innings. There was a quick check and then boom, it's over. So I think that both sides are dealing with something that wasn't their decision. And for the most part, they've done a good job of handling.
The Sergio Romo one is the one that bothers me, where he acted like he was going to take off his pants out on the field. Like, I get it, you're upset about it, but do you have to act like a total child? Like, it looked like he was throwing a temper tantrum out there.
Right.
It's not ideal, it's not great, but man, like, there's better ways to handle it. And plus, I mean, a lot of these guys cheated, like, plain and simple. A lot of them cheated. So when the league decides to crack down on it, whether or not the pitcher agrees with it, it's not like these guys were innocent in most cases in the first place. That's what I hate about the guys that are going way over the top about it.
And the guys that go way over the top to me make me wonder about their how clean they have been.
Thou dost protest too much.
Exactly. I mean, if you have nothing to hide, then why not show your glove and cap? Is it some affront that this is my cap and my glove? Like, are you that big of a prima donna that you can't handle like some alternate, you know, change to the rules? Like, I get Glass now, he's blaming an injury on it. I can understand whether that's true or not. I can understand his annoyance with it, but a lot of these other guys, and you mentioned Romo, I mean, come on, man, grow up, you're an adult.
Talking with Jeff Hathorn here on Bucco Talk. He joins us every week at 9:25. And Jeff, I know it doesn't work out this way, but are you as shocked as I am that the White Sox, in need of a second baseman, saw Adam Frazier up close and didn't just trade for him immediately following that series?
Well, I've heard this. I've heard that the Pirates ask right now is really high.
Good for them.
And as it should be. Yep. And that's not as a criticism.
Yep.
If I'm the Pirates, I'm the same way, man. I'm asking for the world because who knows? Someone might give it. I mean, the Jameson Taillon trade. I mean, who would have thought? Some people are still surprised that they got as much as they did for Taillon. So why not ask for something big? Because you know you have competitors and you know you have a couple of weeks here to where someone might get really desperate by the end of July. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not worried as much with Frazier that this is some flash in the pan or that he's going to go, you know, 1 for 40 over the next couple of weeks, that's still going to be there. He's still a guy who was a Gold Glove finalist at second, can play in the outfield, has a nice bat, and is a good teammate. That's going to be there. And, you know, it's good on the Pirates for waiting and getting as much as they possibly can because it's the biggest chip they have this year.
Now, you say that, but there are people that think Brian Reynolds could be on the trade block. I totally disagree with that. I think you and I talked about that recently and said, like, no way, unless – I mean, somebody wants to offer me their entire top 10 of their prospects, sure, if somebody wants to be dumb about it. But how impressed have you been by Brian Reynolds this past week? Not even just this past week, the whole year. I didn't think he could play center field every day. He's proven me wrong on that front. And I didn't think he could hit home runs at the rate he has so far. He has just been on another level right now.
Yeah, and for those that missed it a couple weeks ago, first, shame on you. Secondly, you know, as I wrote on the website, I think Brian Reynolds is untouchable. That is a guy the Pirates cannot trade. I guess if somebody offered, like you said, something very ridiculous where they're going to offer, like, their top four players for Brian Reynolds,
Yeah. Okay,
I might listen to that. I'm not going to be that bullheaded about it. But you can't sign power in free agency. The Pirates can't afford to sign power in free agency. And yeah, what he's done in the outfield is just a bonus. And he's so fundamentally sound. Like, little things like he always hits the cutoff man. He, you know, he makes the right calls in center field despite what he – I mean, think about – here's a guy who doesn't normally play center. He's got Gregory Polanco on one side, who actually has been pretty decent this year. And he's got, you know, Soup du jour on the other side. In the biggest left field in Major League Baseball. So what he has done from that standpoint, let alone what he's done at the plate, has been really impressive. You know, even some of his outs have been hard. He's hit well from both sides. And he's got that very steady demeanor where nothing really freaks him out, despite the situation the team has been in. That is a guy that you want to have for a long time. Now, obviously, both sides have to make that work. But Brian Reynolds is a guy I'd love to see finish his career in Pittsburgh.
Wrapping things up here with Jeff Hathorne joining us on Bucco Talk. And, Jeff, I heard Keith Law with Pony earlier this week say that the Pirates could look for a value pick at the number one overall pick because they want to spread the money out across other draft picks because they think this is a deep draft. Jason Mackey sort of reiterated that yesterday with us on the PM team. Have you heard anything on that front? And what do you think if that is the approach that they end up taking?
Yeah, well, of course, when you first hear value pick, you start thinking of Brian Bullington and people like that. And you shriek that of the potential of picking somebody first overall that's not going to be an impact player for you in the major leagues, which is not a guarantee no matter who you pick. But if you really take a reach at that pick, then, man, that's not good. But you know, Ben Cherington has said, we need depth. We need depth in our organization, and that's why some of the trades they made this past offseason. So that makes sense, just based on some of the clues that he's dropping about needing depth and wanting to sign more guys. Well, in order to do that, you sign the top pick for not as much as they would normally get and spread that money and convince some of these high school kids that maybe you shouldn't go to college because we'll give you a little extra money if you sign with the Pirates organization. So I think that does make a lot of sense, what Mackey and Keith Law have said, based on the clues that Cherington is giving us. I think if that's the case, I think they go Henry Davis, because Henry Davis doesn't have a ton of options. And, you know, he could be a guy that, like Buster Posey, maybe not quite as quick, but a guy that could be in the major leagues backing up or starting in front of Jacob Stallings really quick.
And that's what I think, too. I said value pick, but I don't want people to think like Tony Sanchez value pick. It seems like they're going to get like a really good player still. It's just that they want to spread it out because I think as much as we like what we've seen from prospects that they have right now, and their top 10 looks a lot better than it did even this time last year, and overall their minor league system ranks a lot higher than it did at this time last year. They still have a lot of work to do to get high-impact players. So I'm of the belief that if they can get multiple guys that fit that mold, then go for it. Because I think two or maybe even three guys, if they could pull it off, that could be high-impact players, are more important to their efforts right now than just that one guy at the top. And that's got to be tough because you're looking like Jack Leiter, and that's exciting. But they still have so much work to do, I think, on that front that I wouldn't hate if they went that route.
And I think, Craig, you have to be honest when you're sitting in those meetings, that when Charrington with the scouts and with Nutting and with Travis Williams, they have to be honest and say, hey, you know, we're X amount away, or we're still not where we need to be. We're going to waste a couple of years of a Jack Leiter of control. So let's continue down the road and let's build more depth for this organization. And I know that's tough for fans to hear, and they'll blame Nutting and they'll blame, but they've got to be honest. And if they're not honest, they're just making this a worse process. And I think if they are honest, they'll realize that they're not that far away, but they're not that far away. And I will say this, it's a great morning because they've taken two in a row in St. Louis. And for all those Cardinal fans that come to PNC Park and take over, it's just nice for them to have to eat it for a couple of days while the Pirates have gone in and taken care of business.
I did say that in the first segment, too. It's just been a better brand of baseball this past week from the Pirates, like from this time last week to now. They take the series against the Indians, a team 10 games over 500 when they came in. They split with the White Sox first in the AL Central. But it's more than just that. It's that the top of the order, the way they're hitting, the way the pitching has come through, and the fact that Derek Shelton has let a guy throw more than 30 pitches as his starting pitcher has been nice to see as well.
Yes, Captain Hook has been been a little quiet the last couple of days. And, yeah, it's funny. What was it, Thursday night? You look at the box score and – like everything came from the top of the order. It's amazing what these guys have done, considering there has been little support. Although, you know, once again last night, we've had this discussion. Jacob Stallings proves his value. I know the average shows 220, but the guy comes through in the clutch. He's amazing in that regard.
Jeff, thank you as always for hopping on with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Craigers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.